Good morning. The reading today is from 1 Peter, chapter 2, verses 4 to 10, and that's on page 1218 of the Church Bibles. As you come to him, the living stone, rejected by men but chosen by God and precious to him, you also, like living stones, are being built into a spiritual house to be a holy priesthood, offering spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. For in Scripture it says, "See, I lay a stone in Zion, a chosen and precious cornerstone, and the one who trusts in him will never be put to shame." Now to you who believe, this stone is precious. But to those who do not believe, the stone the builders rejected has become the capstone, and a stone that causes men to stumble, and a rock that makes them fall. They stumble because they disobey the message, which is also what they were destined for. But you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people belonging to God, that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light. Once you were not a people, but now you are the people of God. Once you had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Great to be able to see you all this Sunday, and especially it's Vision Sunday, and a chance for us to think about what is coming in the new year. So let's pray as we look into God's word and as we seek his wisdom for the future. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for your word and for your spirit here with us. And we pray that you would help us to be attentive to your voice and look for your vision as we look for the ways ahead. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, I have to say, as a new vicar, preparing for Vision Sunday is something of a daunting task. It's not been the easiest week, if I'm honest, and that's not just because one of our radiators blew up yesterday in the house, and that just put an extra complexion on things for this week. But as we've been praying and as we've been thinking about the way ahead for the coming year, it's quite a daunting prospect. It's a difficult thing to think through and to pray through. Louise and I have been here for just almost 4 months now, which feels like a really great time and a really long time in lots of ways, but a very short time in others. And now it's time to set the vision and the direction for the coming year, to think through what it is that God is telling us as a church we should be doing and where we should be going, to discern his direction for the future. And that's quite a stressful thing to think about, if I'm honest. It's weighed on me over the last few weeks in particular. And I'm guessing that many of us are here today thinking, well, what's Dan's vision for the future? What's this new vicar going to do? Where's he going to take us? Maybe you're a visitor here and you have absolutely no idea what I'm talking about. In which case, it's great to see you and their expectations are probably a lot less, which is lovely. But it's exciting to be able to look to the future. It's exciting to think about where God is leading us. But I have to say, I put an enormous amount of pressure on myself as I've been thinking about this and thinking about where do I think God is taking us? Where together do we discern the Spirit is moving us as a church? Well, thankfully, God knows all the struggles of our hearts and our minds. He knows the little stressful things that we get ourselves tied into. And as I've been preparing over the course of this week, something dawned on me. It's not my vision that's important at all. It's God's vision that is the vital thing for us to discern and to hear from. And that takes the weight off enormously, I can tell you, as we think about what is it that God wants to do here and now in this church, amongst us? Where is the Holy Spirit moving among us? And what is it that God is up to? So I managed to switch my head around from what do I think my vision is, which is rubbish, and think about what is it that God wants to do among us. And I was led very much to this passage from 1 Peter chapter 2. I think it's a terrific passage because in it we find what God's plans and purposes are for us as a church, as a people, as Christian believers. And if we had to summarize what God's purpose is for us, it is to build. God is about building. So if you've got a Bible open, look with me again at verses 4 and 5. There, Peter writes, "As you come to him, the living stone, rejected by men, but chosen by God and precious to him, you also, like living stones, are being built into a spiritual house to be a holy priesthood, offering spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ." What Peter is doing here is he's talking about a building development. Now, we're all familiar with building developments, aren't we? We kind of know about them. You can't move in London without seeing something being torn down or a new development being built up. Some will know that there's plans to sort of redevelop the area where Homebase is at the moment and to tear down what's there and to build up a whole host of new homes. But even if you don't think about big developments like that, you can't walk around Richmond without seeing somebody try and build their house outward or upward, or if those don't work, downwards, if necessary, to try and build and extend and get more space. We know about building projects, don't we? Well, God is in the business of building projects. That's what Peter tells us. He is in the business of building. That is what God is doing. And what he is building is given to us there in verse 5. "You also, like living stones, are being built into a spiritual house." What is God's plan and purpose for us as a church? It is to build us into a spiritual house. And that's not flowery, poetic language. It's not just figurative language. It's got not a real house, but a spiritual house. That has power and meaning to it. Because it means a house where the Spirit is. A house where God himself is. God is building a place where he is to come and to live. And at the very heart, that is the vision that I want to share with you. Because that is God's vision for us as a church. It is to build us into a place where he himself lives. And if we strip away all the activity, if we strip away all the things that we do, all the stuff that's in our diary, all of which is terrific, but if we strip all of that away, the beating heart of what we are as a church is exactly that. To be a place where God dwells by his Spirit. That is what God is up to. He is about building a palace for the King of Kings. He is about creating in us a mansion of splendor where God himself lives by his Spirit. That is his vision for us. That is what God wants to do, not just this year, but every year. That is his plan and purpose for us across the whole of time, to be a place where God lives. And so what is God saying to us? I think God is saying to us, it's time to build, because God is in the business of building. That is what he's about. So let's dig in that a little bit more. If God wants to build a house, he wants to build a place where he lives, what does that look like? What does it mean for us? Well, that means it's a time to build as individuals. When you see a new building going up, you might stop and think about what kind of building it is and what kind of materials it's built from. Yeah, is it a house made of red brick? Is it one made of stone and wood? Is it a car park made of dull concrete? Or is it a towering skyscraper made of glass and metal gleaming in the sunshine? What is it that God is going to be building from? If God is about building, his vision is to build a house where he lives by his Spirit, what is his building material? And the answer is, we are. We are being built together into a spiritual house where God lives. You also, says Peter, like living stones, are being built into a spiritual house. We are the building blocks of God's vision to build a house where he lives. Now, what will that conjures up in your mind? What do you think of when you think of the building materials we're going to be? Yeah, just take a moment to look around you. Look to the person next to you, left and right, maybe even behind you or in front of you. What kind of building materials do you see around you? Maybe you think, well, that person over there, that's a brick. So it's a lovely brick. That person over there, well, they're clearly marble. Or some kind of lovely Cotswold stone. How do you feel about yourself? Maybe you feel like, well, I'm a roof tile. Probably useful, but falls off quite a lot. Maybe you think of yourself as a kind of little, like tiny Lego brick. Maybe just one cog in a machine. I don't know how you feel about yourself or how you feel about others as you look around and think, this is what God's going to build with? This is what God's going to use? Well, yes, this is indeed what God is going to use. These are the resources that God is going to build from, each and every one of us. And we might think of ourselves as pretty ordinary. We might think of ourselves as a breeze block or a brick or something that's just kind of rather nondescript. But that is not the way that God sees us. So look at how God sees you. And look at verse 9 of this passage. But you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people belonging to God. So if we ask ourselves, what has God built his house with? What are the materials that God builds this place that he is working on? He builds with precious stones. He doesn't build with bricks or breeze blocks. He builds with gold and silver and emeralds and rubies. He builds with precious stones because each one of us is chosen and precious to God. Don't think of yourself as a sort of slightly chipped piece of concrete. Think of yourself as a gleaming jewel because that is exactly how God sees you. You see, God's vision to build us, to build his house, starts with building us up as individuals, to helping us to see who we are in God's sight and how he has equipped and gifted us. And there's a very simple way in which God does that. And Peter tells us that right at the beginning of this passage in verse 4. Peter says, as you come to him, the living stone. You see, we ourselves are living stones that God is building together. His vision is to build a house where he dwells by his Spirit, and he builds us as living stones, but he does that as we come to him, to Jesus, the living stone himself. So as we start out this new year, first of all, God wants to build you up. He wants to build you as an individual. He wants to build you as a precious and chosen person. He wants to build you as someone he loves. And he wants you to come to Jesus to do that. So let me ask you first of all, how are you going to do that this year? As we think about our vision for the church over the coming year, how is your vision for you to be built up and to come to Jesus? What are you going to do to draw closer to Jesus this coming year? That's the first challenge I want to issue this Vision Sunday. So God wants to build. He wants to build a house where he lives, and he does that as individuals, but he also does that together. He builds us together. Now we know, don't we, that buildings take a lot of materials. Even the smallest house involves bricks and tiles and floorboards, and so it is with God's vision to build a house. He is building with each one of us. And every stone is precious, and every stone has its place. And God wants us to understand that a stone by itself is not a house. I mean, we know that, don't we? You see a brick on the side of the road, you don't say to yourself, what a lovely house that is. Maybe if you see a kind of big boulder, you might think, well, someone could carve that into a cave, but you're unlikely to make that into a house. We know, don't we, that one brick, one stone, even one jewel does not make a house. Yeah, I think at the beginning of this new year, God wants to remind us that it is true for us as a church and as Christians. One Christian does not make a church. That God wants to build us together into a community. He doesn't build his house out of individuals, as individuals. He builds us together as a community. He knits us together into the house that he is building. And he calls us to share our lives together, to live with one another, to be connected to one another. And that is hard. It takes time and energy. And that can be quite difficult for us to do, can't it? I don't know a huge amount about building sites. I'm not particularly experienced in doing construction. But I think I'm pretty confident in saying building sites are not the neatest place in the world. They're messy, aren't they? There's sort of dust, and there's muck around, and there's, you know, bare wires, and there's sort of mortar here and there, and there's stuff, and that's because it's a work in progress, isn't it? A neat building site is never going to get anything done. Nothing's going to get built. It needs to be messy in order to build up. And I think God is saying to us that we need to be connected with one another, and that is messy. It's difficult. It's painful at times. It's hard to share life with one another. It's hard to be connected with one another who are people different from us. But God says he wants to build and wants us to be comfortable with a bit of mess and a bit of work in progress, to see other people as work in progress, because we ourselves are work in progress too. So here's the second challenge that I think God is putting before us. How are we going to be connected to one another as a church this year? As God's vision is to be building us into a house where he lives, how are we going to be more connected with others in the church family this coming year? That's the second challenge. And then thirdly, God builds us. God has a vision to build us into a house where he lives with a mission. He builds us with a mission. You see, what we're told is we're built together as living stones, and we're built together with a purpose. And Peter tells us what that purpose is in verse 9. He says this, "But you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people belonging to God." Why? "That you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light." See, God's vision to build is a vision with a job to do. It is to declare the praises of God to the world around us. To declare the praises of Jesus who saves us from darkness into light. To declare the praises of Jesus who moves us from rebellion to mercy. To declare the praises of Jesus who turns us from enemies of God into children of God. Now, over the years, we've discerned a calling for us as a church, that we are to be a church with an open door. And I think that's a calling from God, and I think that's a calling that we need to continue to claim and to work on. But being a church with an open door doesn't just mean opening our doors to welcome others into this building. It means that the doors are open so that we may go out and we may declare the praises of him who called us out of darkness into his wonderful light. As the doors are open, so the area around us should hear the praises of God being declared out from this place. To go and sing and share and speak of the God who saves us. And that really is how we begin to think about it. What is our vision as a whole church together? God wants to build us up as individuals to draw us to Christ. He wants to bring us together to grow us as a community. And he wants to send us out to grasp the opportunities that he's giving to us. So how is God building that this coming year? Well, I think first of all, it's important to recognize that as we think about how God is building us, we see that God is building us on good foundations. I've been really convicted by this over the past few months, that we're building on foundations, not just the good foundations of the gospel of Jesus Christ, but the good foundations of the ministry of this church in past years. One of the interesting things about being a new vicar is that you meet people from other churches who have known you, and they ask, how is it going at Holy Trinity? And it's always kind of difficult to know how to answer that. Yeah, it's going well. They haven't sacked me yet. I think that's a positive thing. But actually, as I've reflected on that and thought about how to answer that, I think one of the things that has struck me most of all is that we as a church are in a healthy place. That doesn't mean that there aren't struggles and difficulties and ups and downs in each of our lives. Of course there are. Nor does it deny that there is grief and loss that has characterized the past year or so. But in saying we're in a healthy place, it's recognizing that the foundations that have been laid by the ministry of Trevor and Kate and so many others over the years are strong ones. They're healthy ones. I can see the fruit of the Spirit growing in people's lives. I can see the work of God in this church. It's been wonderful to rejoice and see the strong foundations that are already there. Sometimes when you do a building project, you have to tear up the old foundations, go right down to the bottom and start anew. But as we think about how God is building us, I recognize that we're building on strong and good foundations that are already there. And for that, I praise God. But God is calling us to new things as well. To build on what is already there and to see where the opportunities are in the future. So as we thought and prayed about this, and as I've talked with many people over the last few months, we've seen a few different opportunities that have come about. Ways in which God is calling us to declare his praises in this local area. You'll find some of them listed on your booklet, which I hope you've had a little chance to look at. And first of all, it contains a number of different things that we can give thanks for over the past year. Those strong foundations showing themselves. But I think there are lots of different opportunities that God is saying we are to build upon. That there are strong foundations, but we build up from. One of those ways is to continue to develop our work with young people. Over the past couple of years, we've developed a partnership with Blessed Community Church over in Ealing, and it seems right at the moment there seems to be a gift that God is giving to us to venture with them in starting a monthly youth-led service in the evening. We'll do that in partnership with them, so once a month we'll be here, and then the next month we'll be over at their place in Ealing. So we'll continue to meet. We'll just be meeting in a different place every 2 months. And we see that as an opportunity to build up our young people, to allow them to use their gifts, to shape a service in a way that they feel God is calling them to, which means we'll take a few risks. Some things will be a bit different. Some things will be to our tastes, and other things will be much to their tastes. And that's fine. That's part of being a church made up of a huge number of different people. But we do want to say that this is going to be a youth-led service. So it's not only for youth, it is for everyone. But we're going to say to the youth, lead this for us. Use your gifts. Take a chance and see where God is leading you. We hope that this will not only build up our young people and the young people that bless, but also draw in more young people and to build them up and allow them to hear the good news of Jesus Christ. That's one opportunity that God is placing before us. Another opportunity is to continue to build on the strong links that we have with the schools in our local area. Not only with Holy Trinity School and with Christ School that we have, as it were, formal links with, but also the Rainbow Nursery that meets here, the Marshgate School just around the corner, and other opportunities as well. One particular way that we are going to have the opportunity to do that is to help to appoint and then work with a new head teacher at Holy Trinity. But we hope that will give more and more opportunities for the gospel to be proclaimed and for the good news of Jesus Christ to be seen in all these different schools. In particular, we'd love to invite you to come and pray for that opportunity, particularly around the appointment of a new head teacher, and to pray for Holy Trinity School. We're going to be moving our prayer space on a Monday evening on the 28th of January from here to the school. And we'll spend an hour from 8 till 9 o'clock inviting staff and parents as well to come and to pray for the school. Please do come and join us for that on the 28th of January. And then it's also recognizing that part of those good foundations are the ministries that God has grown out of this church already. We've heard from Kaylee about LVA Trust already today. We also have Riverbank and Kick London. And we'd love to continue to grow those strengths, grow those links with those ministries. One of the ways we'd love to do that, we have a Kick Sunday and we have a Riverbank Sunday. We're going to hope to plan for an LVA Sunday as well, to hear more about their ministry, to continue to support and encourage and to pray for them. And we'd love to see how we can restart a Kick Academy here at Holy Trinity. It seems only right that this is the place where that ministry sprang from, that we ought to see how we can continue to support that work and to allow it to work for others in this area too. We'd love to continue to work on our communication to make sure that all of these opportunities are seen and heard by as many people as possible. And you may have noticed that all my talking about building projects might have given you a little bit of a hint that one of the things that we want to do is to restart our building project. And we want to do that so that the bricks and mortar of this place are ready for the next phase of ministry. Next year, 2020, will be our 150th anniversary as a church. The church was founded in 1870. And so we want to be able to give thanks to God for 150 years of ministry here in this place. But we don't want to just look back and say thank you. We want to look forward to where God is leading us. And we want to make sure that the resources that we have are right and appropriate for the coming year, and the coming years beyond that, and the coming years to come. So you'll hear a bit more about that as the year goes on. We'll tell you more about what is happening and how you can help to support that. But as we think about a building project, which does take up a lot of time and energy in people's minds, there are going to be some financial implications as well. I want us to think not just about how we can fix the leak in the roof and get better office space and all the different things that we want to be able to do as part of that, but also to think of that project as a reminder of who we are as a church, that we are a building project, that we are the place where God is building, as individuals, together as a community, and on a mission to go out and declare his praises. Because that's God's vision for us, and that is what he's laying in front of us for the years to come. So my challenge, final challenge to you, is to think about those opportunities to declare his praises and think about where is God calling you to be part of that. Maybe there's one of those things that you think, yeah, this is where God is really drawing me to be able to help and to be part of that. Or maybe there's a new area to declare God's praises that you're passionate about and that God has put in your heart and mind. And if so, we'd love to hear about that too. This doesn't represent all that God is doing. Here are just a few of the ways in which we hear that God might be calling us to grasp new opportunities in the future. So with that in mind, let me pray for us as we finish. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for the ministry here in this place over many years. We thank you for the way in which you have worked and continue to work here. And Lord, we just want to give ourselves and the whole of this church into your hands. And we want you to use us for your glory. build us up as individuals and help us to draw closer to the Lord Jesus Christ. Build us up as a church and help us to be committed to one another. And build us up on our mission that you've given to us, to declare your praises. Please enable us to do that by your Spirit, because here is the place where your Spirit dwells, in each one of us. So work in power, we pray, in Jesus' name. Amen.